This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, it's nice to see the masjid filling up once again. It was something we got used to throughout the month of Ramadan. And then as the days carry out, we see that the numbers have dwindled. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strategically placed days, times, practices within our deen that encourage us to come to Him in large numbers. And so it's a blessing from Allah, one of the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to gather on a Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, the day that we come together in congregation, a day when we can't reject the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day when even those who don't pray often in the masjid or don't even pray often will still come to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the plan of Al-Ghalib. Today we learn about the name of Allah, Al-Ghalib. Al-Ghalib is the predominant, the one who does as he wills. Al-Ghalib is the one who does as he wills. And nothing overcomes him. And none can resist his rule. none can resist what Allah has set forth for us as human beings. And no one has the ability to repel what Allah has ordered for us to do. And none can prevent what He has concluded. So Al-Ghalib, as a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shows us that He is in full control of everything. And that even when people feel the need to reject or to repel what Allah has decreed, we cannot repel it, no matter how hard we try, because Al-Ghalib has decreed for that to take place. So one might say, I'm going to eat as healthy as I can so that I can live my entire life without any health issues. And then they find that after a number of years, the doctor says, oh, your sugar level's a bit high, the cholesterol, you know, the blood pressure and this and that. And a person says, how is this possible? Al-Ghalib is the one who decrees whatever he wills. And as much as we try to repel it, it will come. And this is where we need to learn to embrace what Allah has tested us or challenged us with. And it isn't only challenges and tests. It is bounties, blessings, things that we enjoy, things that are beautiful, that we also have to embrace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as human beings, sometimes we tend to focus on the negative aspects of life. And we forget about the beautiful aspects of what Allah has blessed us with. And so Al-Ghalib, this name of Allah, teaches us that He is in control, ultimately, and everything will happen regardless of whether we like it or not. Now this name of Allah comes in the Qur'an only once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. And Allah has full power, full control over all of His affairs. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, the majority of us, we don't know that. We may know it, but we don't live by it. Knowing, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is understanding and implementing and living by it. So when someone knows the Qur'an, it's because they learned it, they know it, they understand it, they implement it, they teach it, they recite it, and it's a huge part of their life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us this name in a surah that is really important to highlight the importance of this name. Surah Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam, how many challenges did he go through? How many struggles do we see from the beginning of the surah that depicts pretty much, you know, a bird's eye view or a ballpark, you know, idea of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And we see that from the beginning until the end, there are multiple challenges that come his way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. That He's in full control, full power over His affairs. So what happened to Yusuf with his brothers not, you know, being nice to him, even before they took him out to play? That is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Yusuf alayhi salam is put in the bottom of the well, after taking an animal and killing the animal and taking the shirt and staining his shirt with blood and putting him in the well and coming back and lying to their father, is the plan of Allah. And then being captured and brought to Egypt and sold on the slave market is the plan of Allah. And then being placed into the home of a person of nobility, and then the challenges that he went through with not only the wife of the Aziz, but then the women of the city or the town, was the plan of Allah. And then to be placed in prison, and to be kept in prison, unjustly, innocently, is the plan of Allah. And then for someone to hear the dream, or just for someone to come and to share their dream with him, the two inmates that were with him, is the plan of Allah. And for him to interpret the dream, and for that to reach the king, and for the entire story that continues onwards, is the plan of Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His name, Al-Ghalib, in the middle of a surah that reminds us to reflect on every single challenge, every single hardship, and consider that a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the moment, in the heat of the moment, when we're going through a struggle, a challenge, a hardship, we don't realize that this could actually be making us stronger. This can be bringing me closer to Allah. This could be something that in the end opens my eyes to turn to my Creator. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this example in Surah Yusuf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Now let's relate it to our lives. You're trying to make it to Jum'ah. You want to be in the front row. You got up early, you took your shower, you clipped your nails and stuff like that, you trim, you know, do whatever trimming you need to do, you ironed your clothes, you put it on, you put your perfume on, you combed your hair, you get in your car, you're thinking to yourself, I'm gonna get to Jum'ah early, alhamdulillah, I'll get there, I'll be in the front row, and I'll be able to pray X amount of sunnah, and so on and so forth. And you leave your home, and then as you're driving out of your driveway into the street, some of the kids are playing basketball, they don't want to get out of the way. So you're patient, you wait for them to move. As they move, you get to the end of the street, oh, someone elderly is walking across the street, now you're waiting again. Then you get to an intersection that has, you know, lights. And then the red light kicks in. And every single red light on the way to the masjid is there. And you hit it, red light, red light, red light. You're like, SubhanAllah, what's going on? I left early, I tried to get here early, I want to be in the front row. It's the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's testing us to see how much do you really want that front row. When you come in, are you just going to settle for the back? Even though you tried to get here early and the first few rows were filled, are you going to find a spot somewhere and ask a brother, or maybe not even ask a brother, because in Jum'ah we don't want to disturb anyone, and just find a little spot and make your way in and to begin to pray your sunnah. And know and trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for our intentions. And so when we think of Allah as Al-Ghalib, think of Him as the one who's in full control. Another example, stock market takes a dip, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, mashallah, tabarakallah, all the brothers who are investing, they're like, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything's gone. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. It is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It hurts, it's difficult, it's not easy. Absolutely, it's our wealth. It's what we use for our livelihood, our sustenance, our provision. We feed our family, we pay our rent, we purchase our homes, we travel, we buy gasoline, which is really expensive. It's hard, we need the money. But Allah is Al-Razzaq. If He is Al-Razzaq, and He gave me that money, and He took the money away, then overnight, even quicker than the money was lost, Al-Ghalib can bring the money back. Even quicker. And so when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Ghalib, think of Him as the one who's in control of everything. And we need to turn to Him in all aspects of our lives. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, الإمام القرطبي رحمه الله, famous مفسر of the Quran, he says, it is compulsory, it is a must for every sane adult, every sane human being, to understand and know that Allah is Al-Ghalib. Look at how he says this. It is a must for every adult who is sane, who can reason, who can think, to know that Al-Ghalib is, to know that Allah is Al-Ghalib. And he says, whoever holds on to Him will be victorious. Whoever holds on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in we turn to Allah, will be victorious. Even if every single person on the face of the earth is turning and asking Al-Ghalib for the exact same thing at the same time. Al-Ghalib is able to do it. Allahu Akbar. And he continues by quoting a verse of the Quran. And he says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, I have written that I and my messengers will be victorious. As in, anyone who follows the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be victorious in this life and in the hereafter. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through who? Through the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, he was the last and final messenger, so we follow him. Any of the nations of the past that followed the message that came to the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be victorious. And that is the true way. Now, a point that I really want to make is that we sometimes, especially after the month of Ramadan, find that we may doubt our achievements throughout the month of Ramadan. Maybe I didn't receive forgiveness from Allah. Maybe I wasn't pardoned of my sins of the past. Maybe my fasts were not accepted. Maybe my qiyam was useless and pointless. Maybe. Never doubt that Al-Ghalib will fulfill his promise upon you. If you worked hard, if you trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your rewards, regardless of what the reward was and regardless of what the action was, whether it's salah or siyam or Quran or sujood or dua or adhkar or sadaqah, regardless of what it was that we were doing, trust that Allah will reward you and has forgiven and granted you that. And continue to pursue, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I and my messengers will be victorious. As in, those who follow Allah will be victorious. So continue the pursuit of pleasing Allah. Continue in dua, continue in istighfar, continue to ask, and don't give in to the way of shaitan. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we do things under the banner of Islam. And this is, you know, a lesson for many of our Muslims who are running across the province and even across the nation in positions of authority, positions that, you know, political positions. A message for all of them and all of us, that we have to prioritize the way of Allah before the way of a party. We have to prioritize the way of Allah before the way of our parents. We have to prioritize the way of Allah before the way of our children. We have to prioritize the way of Allah before the way of anyone. Allah is the one who decides. Allah is the one who sets our deen and our way of life for us. And if we don't prioritize Allah, we've abandoned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see that we are not doing what Allah likes, and we say, oh, but you know, it's a compromise. No. There are spaces and times and places where compromise is permitted, and there are places and spaces and times where compromise is not permitted. And we don't compromise with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings and mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين يا الله please have mercy on every single one of us. Ya Allah, please have mercy on all of our family members, our relatives, our parents, our children, our siblings, our loved ones who have passed away and returned to you. Ya Allah, please have mercy on them and forgive them of their sins and forgive every single one of us of our sins. Ya Allah, please have mercy on the father of one of our brothers, Fahad Samir Muqaddam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him who returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower him with blessings and mercy and forgiveness, and make his grave a wide open, sweet-scented garden of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ease and strength in the ability to fulfill and uphold the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us in the ability to live by the Quran and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the strength to show a true example of the sunnah and the Quran to our children and to be able to implement it in our lives so that they implement it in their lives. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inna Allahi amru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dil qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Udhkurullahi yadhkurkum wa du'uhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikrullahi akbar wa Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'oon. Aqim as-salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله خير الصلاة خير الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله